KD Country 94 weather.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is the name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, car and truck dent repair, rust repair to full refinishing. DeVore also offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing and does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 785-534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, here for you and your vehicle's time of need.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High of 75, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 58, partly cloudy skies. 78 tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
Contrary to what you may have heard, Snell & Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them on South Mill in downtown Beloit for the best in appliances and appliance service.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Due to growing concerns within the scientific community about increases in transmissible diseases among wildlife, staff and commissioners with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have taken the first steps in what will be a multi-year exploration of issues surrounding baiting wildlife, a leading cause of the unnatural congregation of wildlife and subsequent spreading of diseases. The department defines baiting as the act of intentionally placing food or nutrient substances to manipulate the behavior of wildlife species. This is not to be confused with food plots planted consistent with accepted local and regional agricultural guidelines, which the department does not oppose. Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners hosted a general public panel discussion on June 22nd, where subject matter experts from Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma shared insights into the history of baiting in the Midwest, increased risk of disease transmission, nutrition, and toxins associated with baiting and supplemental feeding, and animal behavior, among other concerns. The next steps, the panel discussion, which lasts approximately 2 hours, will serve as a springboard for several town hall-style public meetings set to take place in the coming months, during which time the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks staff and commissioners will solicit input from the broader public, including hunters, landowners, and members of industry and more. Though staff intend to make baiting wildlife a regular discussion item of future commission meetings, no official regulation recommendations are planned. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will advertise the date and time of all public meetings on ksoutdoors.com. Baiting wildlife remains a legal activity on all private lines in Kansas, which comprise nearly 98% of lands in the Sunflower State. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling and parenting classes, 6 in Independence and Beloit, in their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be another special meeting of the County Planning Commission and Appeals Board on July the 6th, tomorrow, Thursday at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit Meeting Room regarding the floodplain management resolution changes. That's the Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The Jewell County Fair, Dancing with the Steers, is taking place, today. There's all kinds of check-ins. There's a bake sale at 2 o'clock and open class scouts exhibits check-in at the Quonset 5 to 6. Then tomorrow, the fair gets going a little bit more with all kinds of judging. And then on Friday, there's a horse show, poultry and rabbit show, beef show, ranch trail course, goat roping, horse show, speed events, and more. And we'll tell you more about what's taking place later on this week here on KD Country 94 about the Jewell County Fair. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Second and third, now two down. Kepler slashed an RBI single to left field his first time up. Driven to center. Isbell going back.
That swing was really all the Twins would need in a 9-3 win over the Royals on Tuesday. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at the West Virginia men's hoops team with a couple transfers that visited K-State recently. Also, the hot dog eating contest was an interesting one in New York on Tuesday. Wimbledon is underway in tennis, and a look at NBA free agency. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. I heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Kansas City Royals dropped their second straight to the Twins on Tuesday following 9-3 in Minnesota. Twins got three runs in the third to take a 4-0 lead, which would be all they'd need in the end. The highlight of the game for the Royals, a two-run homer from Bobby Witt Jr. in the fourth that cut the lead to 4-2, but Minnesota scored the next five runs to lead 9-2 on their way to the six-run win. Zach Greinke dropped to 1-9 with a loss. He left the game in the sixth with shoulder discomfort.
Checked him out. It was just very, very mild right shoulder discomfort, so we're going to see where we land tomorrow, but nothing overly concerning. Like always, we check with him between innings, and he said he felt great. Then when he got out there, one pitch, he just felt something, and instead of trying to push through it, it was, you know, he's very good about, you know, knowing how he feels and letting us know how he feels, so it was definitely the right thing to do to get him out of there.
McAtero's squad is now 25-61 on the season. They look to avoid a sweep in the three-game series. They finish things out tonight at 6:40 at Target Field. Shifting to college hoops, K-State entertained two players from the transfer portal from West Virginia recently. Both Joe Toussaint and Muhammad Wagi made it known that they're leaving the Mountaineer program Tuesday night. Toussaint announced on Twitter that he was 200% committed to Texas Tech. The guard averaged 9.5 points, 2.5 assists a game coming off the West Virginia bench last season. Wagi also played a backup role, averaged 4 points, 3 rebounds a game. He's not officially announced his landing spot, but many expect him to go to Alabama. If that's the case, Jerome Tang and K-State will miss out on both targets.
Here's the count.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your hot dog!
Joey Chestnut. Now, those are unofficial.
Oh, my glory.
But it appears that he's got a comfortable margin there. What it is a win and a 16th win and an 8th in a row for the second time.
After a lightning delay and nearly a cancellation, Joey Chestnut dominated them in Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. The final tally was 62 hot dogs and buns for his 16th title. Before the delay, Mickey Sudo ate 39.5 hot dogs and buns to win the women's contest for the 9th time. In tennis, the third of four Grand Slams of the season underway at Wimbledon. Much of Tuesday's first-round play was rained out, but there were no major upsets as the day was highlighted by top-seeded Carlos Alcaraz picking up a straight-set win on the men's side. Suspended first-round matches picked back up this morning at the All England Club. Wimbledon.com has all of the latest. Finally, in sports, the NBA free agency period's been active. Some of the most notable moves so far have seen Draymond Green re-sign with the Warriors for $100 million over 4 years, while Kyle Kuzma agreed to a 4-year, $102 million deal to stay in Washington. Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet is headed to the Rockets on a 3-year, $130 million deal. He'll be joined by former Grizzly Dylan Brooks on a 4-year, $80 million deal. Some other big dominoes are expected to fall in the offseason. Damian Lillard has requested a trade from the Trailblazers. James Harden may be traded from the 76ers. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. Full coverage of the offseason can be found at NBA.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northville, Kansas. Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.